Well, we certainly hope so. You know, our captain took time this morning to come and say how much the group felt the benefit from going away. Of course, we went down to the East Midlands for a few days, and we trained on some super surfaces and had all the fantastic facilities normally afforded to the Premier League boys. And of course, the players were able to have some downtime and have a night out and all the stuff that they could do. So we hope there's a massive benefit. And that was preferred over, say, for example, a trip abroad where we could have gone and got the sunshine, but we would have found ourselves jumping on planes back here today, and we didn't want that.
What does a manager like yourself get out of a weekend like that? Is there ever a chance for you to switch off? Because this is mentally taxing for a manager as much as it is physically taxing for a player.
I wouldn't say it's about switching off, because you're still doing your job when you're down there with the team, and of course we're working hard to make sure that everyone got a little few minutes with me to go through how they're doing and what they have to do and where they're going and what we're doing. And so it was great, really. But I wouldn't say it's a time to switch off. It's like anyone who ever takes a teacher, for example, takes a group of kids away, and people think they're going on holiday. The reality is that they're probably more stressed when they come back. But we'll be focused and right for Derby tomorrow for sure.
Johnson Clark Harris, is he back at the club now?
Yeah, he's back. You know, we had one or two clubs that were on the phone as soon as they knew that Jono was going to come back. But he's come back in the doors, and we'll look at him. I have to say, he's trained impressively well yesterday and today. And you know, he didn't get enough game time, or the game time that all of us hoped he would get when he went down there. But he joined a club that went from a lot of weeks playing with two up front to playing one up front, of course. But I've never been a manager that cuts across team selection, so that's always been left at Carl Robertson's door. And hey, listen, they're sitting there challenging to be champions of that division, so I can't argue with anything they're doing. But Jono's come back in, and he's back available to me at the minute.
Would you consider loaning him out again, or is he going to stay here now until the end of the season?
I certainly wouldn't consider loaning him out today or tomorrow, that's for sure. We just need to have a look at the group as we go forward. We initially put him out to get quality game time at a good football club, in which MK Dons undoubtedly are. But probably never happened in terms of the amount of game time and minutes on the pitch that either of us, are including probably MK Dons, wanted. So he comes back in, we'd have to say we'd be reserved. We still feel he's got a future here. So he comes back in, and his development is here at this minute in time.
Connor Salmon, is he unavailable for this game?
Yeah, he's unavailable. Whatever you say about it, I had an agreement with Derby County. We Steve McLaren and the people, more importantly, the people behind the scenes at Derby when we brought him in. So I'm a man that, if people know me, people can say what they like about Steve Evans, but my word is my bond. End of. Connor's not involved tomorrow.
So will that give an opportunity, perhaps, you know, projecting this for someone like Danny Ward maybe to get a start?
Well, it may also give an opportunity for another wide midfield player or another central midfield player, depending how we play, because we've lost Connor does not mean we're going to go and play with two strikers against Derby County. Of course, we can play with Matt, and we can play with people off Matt. But it's certainly given us options. We know what we're going to do. The players certainly know what we're going to do, because we've been working on something. But it doesn't automatically follow that someone else will play in Connor Salmon's position.
How's Fraser Richardson after that injury picked up the other night?
He's in really good shape, to be fair. We thought at one point it could be a dislocation, we thought it could be a break, and then we got the news, which was good news. It was been deep bruising, and we couldn't have went to any better facilities to get that right. It really is Premiership facilities we've had for 4 or 5 days, and that allowed him to train yesterday. I thought he trained a little bit tentatively, but I think if you train, you know, when you've got someone like that, you're going to be a little bit worried, even though your consultant says no further damage will happen, etc. But I have to say, he's trained today, and he said his improvement overnight of being able to train, and whether it's a mental thing, he's trained today, and he's given himself a real opportunity to be in the team tomorrow.
Because you need these players fit, don't you? You were quick to point out last week you've got a small squad, so you can't afford to lose anyone,
well,
can you?
You would only need to look at the match day programmes. I had a little laugh when Blackburn included people like Danny Rowe, who's on loan at Wickham. They included Jerry Yates, who's 17 on loan out at Harrogate. And Scott Loach was down at Peterborough just to give us 22 in the programme. Mm. So we have a small squad, but I've always maintained our squad is full of quality. And we won't be finalising ourselves with these numbers. We'll add one or two, but we'll only add one or two when we feel the players are right.
Are you getting close to adding one or two?
Yeah, we're getting close. In time for tomorrow, probably not. But we're getting close on one or two, but they have to be right. We're not going to add for the sake of adding. There's too many good players on our board to add for the sake of adding.
The sort of working with a smaller squad, though, you know, even when you add a couple, is the real benefits to that as well, aren't there, when you're not working with a bigger group, that sometimes that can work in your benefit?
Well, we had a few players around us that, a lot of them were out on loan, and a lot of them were self-funding. If they didn't play, they got £3.50 and a bottle of water each day, you know. It was but we moved a lot of them on because they had to go and play games. That was the first reason. And secondly, we wanted a squad around us where everyone in the home dressing room had a chance of playing. Everyone. We've got that.
You made some very interesting comments after the game suggesting that there are some people in this league that don't want Rotherham in the Championship. Now that we're sort of almost a week on, do you still stand by those remarks?
Well, I think we all say things in the heat of the battle, don't we? But I suppose if you go down and ask Gary Johnson, who's playing golf at the minute, you know, go and ask Gary what he thought of when Yeovil was up here, or if you went and asked the staff at, go and ask Paul Dickoff what he thought about Doncaster's decisions when they were in the Championship. Some of them are quite hard to take, and you know what, but there's some very honest people at the Football League. David Allison is the head of referees. He's never frightened to call me and get the footage and look at a decision, and he's been calling me for a number of weeks now, saying we've got that wrong, and you accept it with the absolute integrity it's made. But sometimes it just gets to you a little bit, and I think we should have a penalty at Blackburn, and the referee, in terms of getting the distance of an attacking free kick around their box, completely and utterly wrong three times in the space of 5 minutes late in the game, just smashes your head in as a manager. It just doesn't agree with you, and you think it's not right, but you have to take them on the chin and we move on. It hopefully it won't be the decision of referees or assistant referees when we go for the rest of the season. We just want a fair crack. That's all we ask.
I'm not trying to get you into trouble with this question, but do you think the overall quality of the refereeing in the Championship this year, not just looking at the games that you've been involved in, do you think it's been good enough?
No, I think it's poor, and I think I'm not alone in thinking it's poor. But in the same token, Rob, I sat with Frank Clark, who's a legend of football, at Derby County on Saturday, and we both agreed one thing. That I said to Frank, I led it, I said, we all acknowledge in football that officials have the referees have the hardest job of all when they turn up on a match day, to how can you please two managers, two sets of fans, etc. It's almost like an impossible task to turn up. But I think in the majority of occasions, you can drive away from a stadium thinking, my left back or my right back or my midfield player, somebody might have switched off and we've lost the game. But it's hard to take when it's just a little continuation. But I think the Football League are working really hard. I know David Allison and his team are working really hard to improve the standard. And there's some very good referees. I struggle to think why Keith Stroud, and I'm going to name him, sorry I've named him, I struggle to think why he's not in the Premiership. But there's not enough like him.
The games that I've seen you recently, Steve, Richie Smallwood has kind of stood out, has been a real consistent feature for you. Just how good has he been at times for you this year?
Well, the biggest compliment we could have given Richie is we wouldn't have got promoted without bringing him in from Middlesbrough. He came in at the right time, and he was a real compliment to Ree Flickington in the middle of the park. But I think he's been quite outstanding for us, I say, alongside Paul Green in there. But we've got a number of players like Adam Collin, etc., who have gone around and they've done their job, and they've done it really to the top of the performance levels. But we need some to join them at the top of the performance levels to make sure we get enough points to get into that mid-table group that we think we should be in.
When you look at Derby, and you've played some of the top teams in this division recently, how do they stack up? Are they as good as you've played this year, do you think?
Well, I think I was asked a question earlier today by a member of the press, what do I think of Derby? I think they'll be in the Premiership next season. I think for sure they'll be in the Premiership next season. And like a few weeks ago, we'd gone to an away match, and we'd come away, and we'd always looking at reports on the internet, etc. And I looked at the bench that Steve McLaren was able to name, and I said to my staff, for me, every one of those players would start at every other club in the Championship. And that's a testament to the squad of players that Steve and his team have put together down there. So I think they'll be in the Premiership, but, you know, 16, 17 matches left to play. Do I think they'll win every one of them? Absolutely no chance. Mm. They won't win every game. So we have to be one of the teams that try and make sure that we're one of the teams that don't allow Derby to win a match.
What do you think he's done so well, Steve McLaren, at that club? He's been in charge for over a year now, and almost since he's arrived there, they've been trending upwards. Now with the great opportunities, you've said, to get into the Premier League.
Well, I think he's got a fantastic knowledge of the game. We can all sit from a distance and knock the England managers, can't we? You don't become manager of your country a country as great as England if you're not very gifted. And I know people all remember the Saturday with Steve McLaren when his last ever game for England, but let's talk about the positive days when he went in there. And I think he was building something pretty special at Middlesbrough before he went in there. So when he got the job at Derby, I can remember looking at a mediocre bottom half of the table Championship side. And when Steve McLaren got the job, and I didn't know Steve from Adam, and I said that, you know, you watch these go, because I'd listened to people who spoke about his man management, spoken about his knowledge of a player, spoken about his coaching ability, and spoken about his desire. Do they think he's a quiet man that stands up in the stand and don't say nothing to his players, and he's not on their faces, he's all over them, and he gets the best out of them? I think he's got a whole repertoire of Mick skills. And only 2 weeks ago I said that if Mick McCarthy was not the best manager in the Championship, where was he? I'll be standing near him tomorrow night.
You've done some scouting in Holland and you know the sort of the systems there. Just how brave is it for a manager to leave these shores as an English manager? Not many do it, to go and work abroad and try and learn something new perhaps.
Well, one of the players we went to see at Den Haag, I flew out with my chairman, and funny enough, the game was away at FC 20. Mm. So we went up to FC 20, and the first thing that amazed us was the size and the stature of the stadium. You know, 40,000 fans there, the atmosphere. And you realise to go and take that on and then win the league. We Ajax in that league and Feyenoord and PSV and all the stuff that's in there, then it just shows you how good the man is, I think.
Mm. This is going to be a good one for you to sort of maybe judge just how far you've come, won't it? You know, the first game of the season feels like an awful long time ago now, but to sort of look back on that day when you came very close to getting a result, perhaps could have had one on another day, to where you are now in the middle of Feb.
Yeah, I can remember the opening 20 minutes at the iPro, when I think I said to the fourth official after 10 minutes, how long have we gone, half an hour? And he said, no, 9 minutes. We had such a battering from start for 20 minutes. We could get out an 18-yard box. And I can remember looking up to the sky and thinking, welcome to the Championship, Evel. And I think that the second half, the game settled down. I think we were the better team in parts of that second half. But with the quality they've got, they have a counter-break and counter-attack, and the boy sticks it, I think it was Chrissy Martin, sticks it in the stanchion from 16 yards. Great finish, and something we wouldn't have experienced in League One. So there was another little example of the differences of quality in the leagues.
Has this been, for want of a better phrase, the longest season you've had as a manager? Sort of the challenges that the Championship faces, having to reshape this squad, has it felt that way?
Well, I think I've always said to you, if I was in League Two and League One, I'd just give Evans a job, wouldn't I, if I wanted a manager, because he'll take you out it, you know, and it'll be at the top end, not like some other managers have said it and took the clubs out at the bottom. But you come into the Championship, you really come into what felt was down these days from the Premiership, and the Premiership is the richest league in the world. We've seen it in. There is some football clubs in the Championship that start with such a massive advantage, Rob. I think you look at the clubs that are fighting relegation in the Premiership today, they'll line up next season in the Championship with parachute payments of around £50 million. It's incredible. And we start with nothing but Tony Stewart's money in the bank. So the difference is great. But the Championship is a marathon. It really has taken the advice of some very experienced managers as to not get hung up in the defeats. Even if you've, on a good day, if they all click, they beat you 4 or 5, you can't allow it to affect you. You have to bounce and you have to then get back on the training ground and walk towards the next one, because if you get hung up, then you'll keep suffering the same fate.
Just how big as an addition has Tom Ince been for Derby, and is that perhaps one of the reasons why you think they will be in the Premier League, the fact that they can bring a player like that in Jack?
Well, I think young Tom is and you know I'm good friends with his dad, so I speak with a touch of bias here, but he come off the bench for Nottingham Forest, of course, against us earlier in the season when we drew with Forest here, and he came into my office afterwards for about a 10-15 minute chat, and I was threatening to chain him to the couch and put him in a Miller shirt. He's got fantastic ability, isn't he? But you know, we he'll play for sure. He was cup tied, so he couldn't play at the weekend, but you know, he'll play. We're looking at Darren Bent, who's I'm sure as soon as there's a chance for Tim Sherwood to be taking Benty back, he'll be taking him back. But my understanding, it may not be now to the summer, but you look at the boy Ward, who play on one side, I can name the team, and Ince, and the boy Hughes, they've just got fantastic, fantastic players though. I mean, I'm not building up to it or not, because we're going to try and be in the faces and make it a cup tie.
Well, you beat Bolton at the New York Stadium, who were one of the informed teams in the league at the time. You've beaten Ipswich. Can you make it 3?
Yes, we can make it 3. we're no silly. We need things to go in our favour. We need to play at the top of our game. And we need maybe Derby just to be a notch down. And they're going to be promoted, in my opinion, at the end of the season, because they don't have too many days when they're a notch down. But we're going to try and have to find them in a notch down day. But I watched a full recording last night of the 2-2 draw down at Bournemouth, and some of the passages of play in the second half, I can remember from watching it on television in terms of the highlights and seeing Steve McLaren interviewed afterwards, and he talked about the quality of the performance in the second half. And I genuinely thought he's trying to spin some positives here from a second half draw. And he wasn't. They were absolutely outstanding, and they did to Bournemouth what Bournemouth do to most teams.